Thursday night, I mentioned a shaila that someone had asked that he was walking back from the kotel or down to the kotel, and there was a woman there collecting tzedakah, as you often find. And it started to rain, and the woman had an umbrella with her, and she was struggling to get her umbrella open. So this fellow is a nice fellow, and he saw that Nebuch, this woman, was struggling to get her umbrella open, so he offered to help. And she said thank you, and she gave him the umbrella to help open it. And he tried to open it, but instead completely mangled it and destroyed the woman's umbrella. So he wanted to know, is he obligated to pay for the woman's umbrella in that situation? And this is obviously a broader question than just that one case. When you're trying to help somebody and you damage them, are you obligated to pay? Meaning that it's, for example, you hire somebody to fix an appliance in your house, and they come to fix the appliance, and they honestly try. They try to fix the appliance, but they destroy it. So are they obligated to pay for the appliance? So there are a couple of rules over here. First of all, anyone who gets paid to do work for somebody else, whether that is your job, meaning that's your regular job, or whether it's not your regular job, you have to pay for damage that you did as a result of that work. And when we say getting paid, even if it's just like a token payment, even if it's just a little something, even if it's not the actual value of what you would normally pay someone to do that job, that's if a person is getting paid. Where do we know that? That's a sugya in Baba Kamed of Tzadi Tesam Beis, the sugya of Tabach Uman Shekilkel. You hire a shochet who's a pro to shecht your animal, and he messes up, and now the animal's in a vela. Now the animal is not kosher. So Shmuel says over there that if the guy gets paid, he has to pay for any nezek that he causes, even if it's totally b'shogeg, he didn't intend to do it, because the Baal HaBayis could say, what do you think I was paying you for? I was paying you so you could do good for me, not that you'll damage me. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Choshev Mishpat Siman Shin Vav Se'if Dalid. The Nesivus adds in the Biurim and Sivkat Nir Aleph that even if the Baal HaBayis didn't tell him that he's relying on him to do all the fixing, and he didn't make that clear that I'm relying on your expertise, it's obvious that he's relying on his expertise. That's why he's paying him, and therefore certainly if a person is getting paid and he destroys it, he ruins it, he's going to have to pay. But that wasn't our case. Our case was a person is doing it for free. So the rule when you're doing it for free is divided into two categories. You're helping someone for free. Category one is that you are a mumcha, you are an expert at fixing that thing. So if you are a mumcha in that avoda, in that malacha, you're not going to have to pay for the nezek that's caused, even though perhaps if you were paying a little more careful attention, the nezek would not have happened. But if you were completely posheya, you know, that you did it in a way that was just ridiculously posheya, then you'd have to pay for it. So that is if you are doing it for free and you're an expert. So you do it for free and you're an expert, you do not have to pay. If you're doing it for free and you're not an expert, so even though you have, good hands and, you know, you're good with your hands, you know how to do things in general, but you're not an expert and you're doing it for free, so then the poel would have to pay all of the nezek that he did, even though he did it b'shogeg, he did not intend to do anything. The idea that you're putter when you are a mumcha in that malacha and you are doing it for free is machlokas rishonim, why that would be the case. Why would you be putter? The Tosos and Maseches Baba Kama of Chavzayin and Beis suggest that the reason is that it's considered like an ones. That it's considered, it's considered an onus that's ke'en geneva, not an onus that's ke'en aveda. And even though another mamazik is another mu'ad the olam, a person is always considered to be liable for things that he does as another mamazik, but not when it's an onus. When it's an onus gamur, when it's not really your fault, it's a complete onus, even another mamazik is not going to be chayiv. However, the Rambanim b'metziyad af pe'beis v'beis disagrees. He says, no, adam u'di olam, another mamazik is always chayiv, another mamazik always has to pay. There's no heter, no ptur of ones. So the Ramban would say a little differently. He says it's considered to be a mazik berishus. the guy asked you to do this job. See, when you're mazik ba'ones, but the guy never invited you to be engaged in this activity, so then you're going to be chayim. But over here, the guy actually asked you to do this job, that's considered to be a mazik b'rishus. So in such a case, the mazik is going to be patir. So it turns out, according to the Ramban, an adam mazik is chayiv only if one of the following two things happens. Either he's mazik bekavana, or the nizik has no kavana to be involved in this in the first place. But if the nizik has kavana to be involved in the first place, and the person who's mazik is mazik bishogeg, then he's going to be pater. And that's why the person who is a mumcha is going to be pater. What happens, though, if you have a situation where you don't know if the guy is a mumcha? You know, it's not the type of malacha that you get a license. You know, there's like a plumbing license that you get, and but you have a situation where it's not something that they get licensed for. Or he never got his license, but he's been moonlighting as a plumber or an electrician or something. And there's some sort of machlokas. Is he or is he not a mumcha? So the halacha in that case, if there's some sort of argument, it's alapoa lahavi raya. The worker has to bring a raya that he is a mumcha and that he's therefore going to be pater. The way he proves his expertise is he has to have letters of recommendation or other proofs that show that he's indeed an expert in this area. But that's what he has to do if he's going to want to be potter. That is a halacha psukah in Shulchan Aruch and Chosha Mishpat Simin Shin Vav Si'if Zayin. Now, why is it his job to prove that he's an expert in order to be potter? So the reason l'chora is, the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand, is that when you damage, you're chayiv. There's a vadei chiyuv over there. You are vadei a mazik. A poel is definitely considered, the poel was definitely mazik the balabais. The ptur is a suffix ptur, meaning if you're a mumcha, so you're pater milashalim. So if you're not a mumcha, it's considered pshia to even get involved in the first place, and therefore you'd be chayiv. So since you have a vadei chiyuv and a suffix ptur, there is a klal in shas ain suffix. Motzi midei vadai. The Gemara challenges that rule in a couple of places, in Maseches Psachim and in today's Daf, actually Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara challenges that rule, ein safek motzi midei vadai. Is that really so, that a safek solution can't solve a vadai problem? What about a case where there was a nafel that was thrown into a bar, and a kohen looked over to see what it was, and it was a safek whether a chulda had dragged away the nafel, so you have a vadai nafel, and it was a safek whether the kohen became tameh, and we said that the safek solution that the kohen's not tameh from that, so the Gemara answers in each case that no, that must have been a vadai that the chulda dragged it away, or it was only a safek nafel in the first place. But the rule in Shas is ain't safek motzi midei vadai. So therefore, if the guy wants to say that he is a ptur of being a mumcha, he has to prove that he is a mumcha. If the guy tells him in advance, though, the worker tells the fellow in advance before he begins, look, I'm not a mumcha, I don't really know how to do this, and he says, well, you're my best shot, I want you to do it anyway, that l'chora would be enough to be a p'tur. If you look in Shulchan Aruch over there, in Siman Shin Vav, in Siv Vav, in the Rama over there, and the Shach, it seems that way, that if he tells him in advance, and he says, I still want you to try, because you're my best shot, but he told him, look, I'm not a mumcha, so then he would have the same p'tur of being a mumcha. So bringing it back to us, bringing it back to our case, the fellow's walking back from the kotel, he helps the woman with the umbrella. So now that you know the rules, so what questions we have to ask ourselves to paskin the shayla, right? So question number one, was he paid to help? No one paid him. He wasn't being paid by the woman to help. So if you were paid to help, he'd for sure be chayv, but he wasn't paid to help. Okay, so question number two that you have to ask, is he an expert? Is he an expert in opening umbrellas?
Yes.
Yes, most people are experts in opening umbrellas. You don't have to, it's not something you need to be licensed for, and I don't think you have to prove that you're an expert. I think it's understood that most people are experts in opening umbrellas. And as such, since that's all he was trying to do is to open an umbrella, that l'chora he would not be chayiv to pay. The fellow told me that he asked Rav Asher Weiss, and Rav Asher Weiss says, I think you're an expert in opening umbrellas, and therefore you're not chayiv to pay. He happened to have paid. He paid paid the woman 35 shekels, so she probably got herself a pretty nice umbrella for 35 shekels. But he gave her money to buy herself a replacement umbrella. But l'chora, he would not be obligated to do that. But I'm not sure if she just said, "Open my umbrella." But if she realized it was broken and she said, "Fix my umbrella," so I don't know if everyone is a mumcha to fix a broken umbrella. It could just be that it was just difficult for her to open, and she was asking to open it. But if she asked to fix it, then I wouldn't be as certain that he would be considered a mumcha. Anyway, he covered his bases, and he paid for it. Okay.